Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The United States is investigating an unauthorized release of classified documents that assess Israel's plans to attack Iran. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Three U.S. officials told the Associated Press an investigation is ongoing and it is still not known if the documents were leaked or hacked. A fourth U.S. official said the documents appear to be legitimate. The Israeli military did not immediately respond to a request for comment over the leak of the two documents that first appeared online Friday on the messaging app Telegram. The information appeared entirely gathered through the use of satellite image analysis. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Israel continued strikes in Lebanon Sunday, with its air force targeting Hezbollah's intelligence headquarters and an underground workshop for the production of weapons in Beirut. According to the Lebanese military, three Lebanese soldiers were killed in an Israeli strike on an army vehicle. Gaza's health ministry says 87 people are dead or missing after Israeli strikes on multiple homes in northern Gaza. It says another 40 people were wounded in the strikes on the town of Beit Lahia overnight and into Sunday. Ahmed Al-Hajin is a resident. We were asleep around 12 a.m. when it suddenly felt like an earthquake hit the area. United Nations Special Coordinator Tor Wennesland condemned the Israeli airstrikes on Sunday and called for an end to attacks on civilians and urged the displaced Palestinians be protected. Authorities said on Sunday that Russian missile strikes on the Ukrainian city of Kryvyi Rih wounded 17 people, while Russian air defense units downed 110 Ukrainian drones over the country. Kyiv's general staff said on Sunday that Ukraine struck a manufacturer of military explosives deep inside Russian territory overnight, as well as storage infrastructure at a military airfield. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Moldovan residents on Sunday queued outside the Moldovan embassy in Moscow to vote in a presidential election and European Union referendum at a pivotal moment that could bolster the small agricultural economy's drive to join the European Union after allegations of Russian election meddling. Nicolae Nastas is a Moldovan resident. We don't want to be divided into pro-Europeans and pro-Russians. We want to live in harmony like we used to live. We want to return back to our motherland. Polls show pro-Western incumbent Maia Sandu has a comfortable lead over her 10 rivals on the ballot, though the race will go to a November 3rd runoff if she fails to reach 50% threshold to win outright. Mozambique's leading opposition candidate, Venancio Mondlane, condemned the killing of two of his close associates, calling it, quote, barbaric crimes, unquote, and accuses the security forces of being responsible. You will know who has the power to turn the country upside down overnight. Don't provoke us. We are going to do a specific demonstration with our flyers in the street. We want to demonstrate showing our repudiation to these barbaric crimes that have happened, and it's clear that it was the defense and security forces that have committed these crimes. Lawyer Alvino Diaz and Paulo Guambe, another candidate from the Podemos party backing Mondlane, who ran for president in the October 9th elections, were gunned down in Maputo as they prepared to challenge the contested elections. An environmentalist declared India's Yamuna River, a revered waterway for Hindus, completely dead on Sunday, citing its barren aquatic landscape and the choking toxic froth that now blankets its surface. Environmentalist and executive director of Swachha India, Vimlendo Jha.
Water quality of Yamuna is completely E-class. As per Central Pollution Control Board, the water quality is not even fit for animal bathing. It's only fit for industrial cooling.
Jha attributed the frothing phenomenon of the river to the dumping of industrial sewage and municipal waste into the river without treatment.
Yamuna is one of the most polluted rivers, and it's been polluted and has stayed polluted for more than a decade and a half, or two decades for that matter. And still, we have not really seen any kind of political will or political urgency to solve this crisis.
The United States National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Oscar has made landfall in the Bahamas with maximum sustained winds of 130 kilometers per hour and is expected to reach Guantanamo or Holguin in Cuba on Sunday afternoon. Oscar's approach comes as Cuba is struggling to restore power after its worst blackout in years. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.